Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
2007's IRB Rugby Player of the Year. A Bok that needs no introduction to the Western Cape. The all-time leading try scorer in a World Cup and one of the greatest to ever don the green and gold. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Habana! Yeah, man. Morning,
Bonjour.
A World Cup is so special. You can, it's so tangible in the air. We know it's here. We can feel it. What's the feeling in Paris like?
Rocky, it is absolutely spine tingling. I've been to a few events across the week, staying just under the Eiffel Tower. They are literally their mega store, their fan villages. The hype is incredible. I was at a Land Rover event with Mike Kano. The vibe is absolutely brilliant. But to go into Stade de France yesterday, it is looking pitch perfect. Saw some of the French boys, saw some of the All Blacks, and I'm not going to lie to you, the excitement is lovely. I think what the French are putting on is absolutely brilliant, and we all know what a tightly contested Rugby World Cup is going to be, and hopefully, you know, when things kick off tonight, one of the biggest matches I think Rugby World Cup has ever seen in an opening, the host against New Zealand, and it is going to be brilliant.
Oh, BH, you've set the scene for us. We really want to be there. But, Brian, we know you are the master of all wings. I would love to hear your thoughts about our back three that's been selected for the weekend. I mean, Mapimpi, not part of the squad, but Cheslin and Kirtley and Damon Willem. Sir, what your thoughts, brother?
Really extremely exciting. I wouldn't know if that probably mostly more the prince of wings, not the master, did I master at the moment. But I think, you know, we're all very interested to see what the selection would be. And combinations has always been something, you know, particularly at a first World Cup that everyone was a little bit unsure of. But the likes of, you know, Cheslin, that is incredible. And Kirtley Orange has got a phenomenal record, having scored 10-5 in 8 test matches, and long may that continue. I think unlucky to miss out. And Damien Billimpa showed against the All Blacks, you know, with a man of match performance 2 weeks ago, you know, what he can do. You know, you have Willie LaRue on the bench, who is the, I think, the Springbok with the most try assists in the history of Springbok rugby. So to have someone like that come on the bench, I think, is brilliant. But those three, you know, gifted the opportunity to go out and represent the country. Hopefully we see some scintillating, sizzling, stepping, some exhilarating speed and some world-class finishing tonight on Sunday.
Brian, you grace the airwaves. If you're fortunate enough to be watching any of the stuff in the UK and you're streaming audio, you get the privilege of seeing Brian, obviously, in broadcast out to the UK. Brian, I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. I'm heading out there, and hopefully we'll be able to connect that side. But what a special month, and I know your family in Cape Town obviously listening in and going, Dad's away, you'll be back soon, though. trying to obviously make some bucks that side, and obviously grace the world with your amazing commentary. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time, mate, and go Bokke on Sunday.
Let's go. Rocky, my ball don't finish. So please take him at our local down there. It's not a
clue.
Please get some
from
the face. I finished it all in the first day. The Americans were loving it. And the French also love their BNC meat. So please bring me some biltong, brother.
I'll bring you some biltong from a little Kalahari place down the road there, Brew. And I know that exactly the spicing, the very special Habana spicing that needs to come with it as well. Cheers, Brian.
Cheers, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's fun. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.